What happens when you follow all the rules and still end up miserable? Elizabeth Willard Thames collected every credential society promised would bring happiness. College degree, stable job, engagement ring, city apartment, yet found herself slumping at her desk, toggling through repetitive tasks, wondering how she'd survive 40 more years of this. Her life had become an exhausting cycle. Monday through Friday, trapped in a gray cubicle. Weekends spent dreading Monday's return. Sound familiar? Most of us recognize this treadmill, yet few dare to step off. Elizabeth and her husband, Nate, did exactly that, achieving financial independence before 33 and moving to a 66-acre Vermont homestead. Their journey wasn't about winning the lottery or inheriting wealth. It was about rejecting the consumer culture that keeps us working jobs we tolerate to buy things we don't need. Fresh from the University of Kansas with honors, Elizabeth landed in a beige warehouse removing staples from documents. After sending her resume to 53 nonprofits, not one responded. The formula she trusted, good grades equals good job equals happiness, had failed spectacularly. Her breakthrough came through AmeriCorps in New York City, where she lived on $833.33 monthly in Crown Heights while visiting billionaire donors in their Manhattan penthouses for work. She'd ride the subway from neighborhoods with dollar stores to Dorman buildings, observing both extremes with growing clarity. The billionaires obsessed over wine cellars, yet seemed profoundly unhappy. Her neighbors worked multiple jobs, sharing cramped bedrooms, yet found genuine connection. Neither world felt right. This sparked something radical. What if there was a third way between extreme wealth and poverty? She began saving 50% of her modest income, tracking every penny, packing lunches, discovering free entertainment. Meanwhile, her relationship with Nate continued via $15 Feng Hua bus rides between New York and Cambridge, uncomfortable but affordable, reflecting their emerging values about what truly mattered. 6 months into extreme frugality, Elizabeth confronted an uncomfortable truth. She'd never gone anywhere without makeup since freshman year of high school. Her morning routine had become absurd, applying concealer while riding the bus to save 10 minutes of sleep. When her concealer ran low, she calculated she'd been spending over $2,000 annually on beauty products alone, consuming nearly 300 hours each year maintaining societal beauty standards. She gradually eliminated products one by one, though kept mascara as her security blanket. Going to work without makeup felt terrifying and empowering simultaneously. She'd vanquished the voice whispering, "You're not good enough." The revelation? Nobody noticed. Her relationships didn't change. Her work didn't suffer. She also confronted her clothing addiction, discovering she owned 157 pieces, enough for different outfits daily for 2 months. She imposed a 3-year clothing ban, recognizing these purchases filled emotional voids rather than actual needs. After a year of internal debate, she let Nate cut her hair using YouTube tutorials, saving $720 annually while strengthening their partnership. By abandoning conventional beauty routines, she freed not just money, but mental bandwidth for meaningful pursuits. Financial independence, the point where you no longer need to earn money to live, became their North Star. The formula was simple: maximize income, minimize expenses, invest the difference wisely. At their peak, Elizabeth and Nate saved 82% of their income some months, not including retirement contributions or mortgage principal. Their strategy rested on 5 pillars: maxed out employer retirement accounts, low-fee index funds, rental property income, tax-advantaged charitable giving, and emergency cash reserves. They discovered that frugality compounds exponentially. Reducing annual expenses by just $1,000 meant needing $25,000 less in their retirement portfolio. They bought their Cambridge home for 15% below market after visiting 270 open houses over 18 months, analyzing price per square foot rather than getting emotional about granite countertops. Later, they paid cash for 2 used cars, a 2010 Subaru Outback and Toyota Prius, realizing 55% and 62% discounts off original prices while avoiding $700 monthly car payments. Their combined frugal choices reduced annual spending by over $40,000 compared to peers, while actually improving their quality of life. The turning point came on March 29, 2014, over coffee shop lattes when Nate unveiled his blueprint for transforming their lives. With their combined income exceeding $200,000 and aggressive savings rate, he'd calculated they could accumulate enough capital in 3 years and 5 months to buy a rural Vermont homestead, rent out their Cambridge house for passive income, and pursue meaningful work or early retirement. That night, over frozen pizza and spreadsheets, they committed. Nate revealed he'd already purchased a domain name and set up a blog for Elizabeth, anticipating she'd need a creative outlet. Though initially furious at his presumption, she discovered a passion for writing. After 2 years searching, they found their 66-acre Vermont parcel, complete with house, barn, gardens, streams, fields, and pond. Despite being 8 months pregnant, Elizabeth hiked the property and knew this was home. The clincher? High-speed fiber internet, enabling remote work while living their dream. Within 2 months of moving to rural Vermont, they discovered the community connection missing from city life. In their town of 400, neighbors brought homemade jam and offered help freely. One became Stella's adopted grandmother, providing weekly childcare and enabling date nights, impossible in their previous urban existence. This community operated outside market logic. Little money changed hands, yet work flowed naturally, from maintaining the town well to serving on nonprofit boards. Unlike hollow city invitations to stop by sometime, Vermont neighbors actually showed up in their garden the next morning. They crafted their own rhythm. No alarm clocks, blending homesteading with remote work and parenting. Both work and both care for Stella daily without paid childcare, enabled by ruthless prioritization. They've escaped the cycle of working unfulfilling jobs to buy goods that temporarily ease discontent, learning that rarity amplifies enjoyment. Dining out delights precisely because it's occasional. Rather than living for weekends and vacations, Elizabeth and Nate created a life delivering daily happiness. Before extreme frugality, their lives resembled a spiky graph, peaks of milestones and valleys of mundane workdays they'd offset by spending. Through frugality, they elevated their baseline to permanent contentment. Today, they clear hiking trails together with Stella asleep in a hand-me-down carrier. The trail loops their property, starting and ending at their house. For winter, they repurposed a hunter's game sled lined with blankets instead of buying a specialized child sled at four times the price. With snowshoes, they hike year-round outside their front door. No planning, driving, or time off required. After 4 years, Elizabeth reached profound contentment, freed from stressing about appearance, possessions, and conventional success. Financial independence gave them options and security. They've balanced cerebral work with physical labor, living in harmony with the seasons. Ask yourself, what would you do if you didn't need your paycheck? For the Temps family, the answer was creating a life so satisfying they never need to escape. In a culture selling happiness through consumption, they discovered something revolutionary. Freedom isn't having everything, it's needing less.